Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Prachachana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Prachachana Ranjana. Jamuna Khira Vanachari. Jamuna Khira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Prachachana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Prachachana Ranjana. Jamuna Khira Vanachari. Jamuna Khira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Om.
ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाक्षलाकाय চক্ষুরু মিলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টং স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপা কদময়ং দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকং বন্দেহং শ্রী গুরো শ্রীযুথাপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবংশ শ্রীরূপাং সাগরজাতং সহগনা রঘুনাথান্বিতং ঠং সজীবং সাদ্বৈতং সবদূতং হরিজনাসহিতং কৃষ্ণচৈতন্যদেবং শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ পদ সহকনা ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতংশ্চ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপথে কোপেশা গোপিকা কণ্ঠ রাধা কণ্ঠ নমোস্তুতে তপ্ত কংসন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানু সুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি প্রিয় বংশকল্পতরূপ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাম ভাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি 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 রাম 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 হরি হরি হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি 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 রাম হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি 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 রাম 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 হরি হরি নমঃ ওম বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপ্রেষ্টায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী ইতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী হস্তচতুষ্টয়তারিণে হরে কৃষ্ণ offer my sincere gratitude to each of you for receiving this gift of bhakti, devotional service. In the material world, Adiatmaka, Adidaivaka, Adibhautika, suffering is inevitable. Abrama Bhubana Loka Punar Avartuna Jana. Mamu Petita Konte Apunar Janma Navidyate. The Supreme Absolute Truth, God, He appeared in His original transcendental form as Krishna and spoke these words in Bhagavad Gita. Janmadyasya yataha. He's the source of everything that exists. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam pravartate. All material and spiritual worlds are emanating from Him. And He is certifying that whoever we are, from Brahma to a tiny ant, whether we're living in Patala Loka or Brahma Loka, the heavenly worlds, everything is temporary. And the eternal soul can never be satisfied through any type of temporary experiences. Satchit ananda. Nahanyate hanyamane sarite. Being a part of Krishna, we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. The reason we suffer is because our nature is to seek happiness. If suffering was natural, it wouldn't really be suffering. But what makes it suffering is it's unnatural to the soul. Suffering is based on the illusion where the soul is forgetful of its true nature and is seeking to find pleasure, disconnected from our relationship with the reservoir of all pleasure. Actually, I'm remembering in 1970, somebody gave me a booklet. I never got to read it because it was lost, but I saw the cover of it, and I saw the back cover of it. The front cover was the name of two essays that Srila Prabhupada had written. The first was, Who is Crazy? And that seemed quite relevant to me because a lot of people considered me crazy. And I considered a lot of people crazy. And if we really break that question down to its real form in this world, It's the reason for so much confusion and conflict. We think people who are different than ourselves are crazy. But when we look in the mirror of how other people see us, we're crazy. So who is crazy? And Srila Prabhupada described, in this world, everyone is crazy. Because the idea of craziness is to think we are someone who we are not. We are born in the conception that we're this body. But who is it that is born? Dehi nosmen yata dehi komaram yovaram chata. The embodied soul, the jiva, the living force, wherever there's life, is passing through infancy and childhood, youth, old age, and inevitable death. And the next change is another birth where we start over again. And according to our karmas, the desires we accumulate, the words and the actions that we perform, we get another body, and there is so much predestination of what is going to come upon us. And at every moment, when we respond to our predestined karma, we have a choice. And accordingly, we create our karma for the future. But inevitably, everything's taken away. From a spiritual perspective, to not be feeling Krishna's eternal love, to not be celebrating Krishna's limitless beauty and opulence of affection, is crazy. Just imagine Srila Prabhupada in 1965. People in New York City did not know what a swami is. At the time, it was the wealthiest and perhaps the largest city in the whole planet. And Srila Prabhupada's a homeless person. He himself said, "I was wandering like a vagabond," wearing saffron-colored sheets around himself, walking with a cane, white pointed plastic shoes. At a time when the way a person wore their hair would define their prestige in society, he had a shaved head. Probably 99.9% of anybody who saw him thought he was crazy. But he was seeing everyone else as crazy. Craziness is not a popular vote. That who gets the most vote, that's who's right. It's based on truth. But most people, when they think you're crazy, they want to ignore you or neglect you or ridicule you. But Srila Prabhupada was willing to give his life to give happiness. to present truth to all these people. On this booklet, the second essay was Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. As devotees, we're somewhat accustomed to hearing this. But the first time you hear it, this is very mystical sounding. The reservoir of all pleasure. What a revolutionary conception of God. Generally, we think God is almighty, the greatest, the punisher of the wicked, the rewarder of the good, the source of everything that exists. But the reservoir of all pleasure. In one sense, all of these various roles we designate toward God are details to this principle. Because in the spiritual world, Krishna is simply the reservoir of all pleasure. He's all beautiful. He's all loving. The soul is seeking pleasure, and the only true pleasure that can be found from the soul is in Krishna's love, God's love. Everyone is searching for Krishna. But within this realm of material existence, not knowing this, and even after we know it, not realizing it, is the cause of all of our frustrations. But still, when we expect happiness, when we're promised prosperity, either from our mind or from the society around us, then when there's suffering, it's bewildering. But Krishna, who's the creator of all existence, the father and mother of everyone, he's certifying in Bhagavad Gita, from the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, they're all places of inevitable suffering. And the demigods, who are very much knowing what's going on better than any of us, they are declaring padam padam yad vipadam natesha, that we're living in a world where there is danger at every step. But Krishna tells, one who takes shelter of me. Never has to suffer in this material world again. And that is why the Lord incarnates again and again. Yada yada hi dharmasya. Because he cares about us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridye sharchana tishtati. He's in our hearts. He never leaves us. He cares about every soul. The extent of the love of God, wherever there's life, the Paramatma is seated beside the soul. As as a supreme ever well-wishing friend. Yes, Srila Prabhupada was looking around and he was traveling around the world over 12 times on behalf of Krishna. Just reminding us of who we are. One very affluent, wealthy, powerful journalist from a news magazine asked Srila Prabhupada, "Why have you come?" And he said, "To remind you what you have forgotten." That Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. And all the things that happen in this world, we are meant to learn how to see them, the positive, the negative, the understandable and incomprehensible. How to turn to Krishna and take shelter. And in this age of Kali Yuga, where we have so little capacity to comprehend and to respond to this world, Krishna is so merciful. He appears within his holy names, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. So that in whatever situation, we ourselves and in the association of like-minded devotees, we're here to help each other to take shelter of Krishna, to remember Krishna, and ultimately to seek the meaning, the purpose, and the pleasure of life in Krishna. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, but Krishna reveals himself to us not when we try to derive pleasure from the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna reveals himself according to how we offer Krishna pleasure. This idea of Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. One way of looking at it is, all the pleasure I'm looking for is in Krishna. But on the path of true bhakti, what that really means is, if Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, that means all pleasure should go to Krishna. Not I try to take as much pleasure I can get from Krishna. But if he's the reservoir of all pleasure, all the rivers are going to the ocean. And to the extent we're living samsidhir haritoshanam for Krishna's enjoyment, simultaneously and naturally, in Krishna's pleasure, we experience the highest pleasure. A little jiva, infinitesimal, one 10,000th size of tip of hair, Upanishads describe. How much pleasure can we experience? But Krishna's the supreme reservoir. And when Krishna's pleased with us, to the extent that we're really surrendering to give happiness to Krishna, then Krishna gives us his love,
his pleasure. And it is for this purpose that all the various incarnations of the Lord come to this world. And by studying carefully the writings of acharyas, the philosophies, and the histories of the scriptures, we come to the conclusion that Krishna is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He's the source of all incarnations. And when Krishna comes to this world once in a day of Brahma, he's revealing what no other incarnation is giving. Not just liberation from suffering, not just love of God, but he's inviting us into his own personal family in Goloka, beyond Vaikuntha, beyond the Pramananda. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is declared Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate. He's Krishna, but he is extending more mercy than even himself, Krishna. He's coming to taste the sweetness of his own pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti Sri Radha, and to share that with the world. In the age of Kali, where we're the least qualified, and how is he doing so? Through spreading Nam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And he comes in the role of a devotee himself to teach by his example. Srila Prabhupada would often tell that when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava Gita, he was speaking the teachings of the Absolute Truth. But then he personally appears as Lord Chaitanya in the Mahabhava of Sri Radha to teach by his example how to do it. This is really extraordinary. The Lord comes in the role of his own devotee. The Lord worships himself to teach us how to worship. Nam Sankirtan in Japa we chant the holy names. In small bhajans, in kirtans, whether it's ourselves or with two or three or four or 10,000. But also kirtan, Sukadev Goswami is the example of attaining perfection through kirtan. And he's speaking, hearing and speaking the glories of the Lord is also a form of kirtan. Sravanam kirtanam. And everyone could do it. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates, Panchatattva, were living in Navadvip, it is
explained, they broke open the storehouse of ecstatic love of Krishna. But the realization of the love of Vrindavan, and they tasted the contents. They shared it with each other. They were tasting it in Sankirtan, and they were sharing it with Sankirtan. At the beginning, at Srivasankam, it was only the eternal associates and the purest ecstatic lovers of the Lord that participated in the kirtan. But then in the context of great challenges, the Jankazi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gradually, along with his associates, were giving to the whole world. Breaking this treasure house of love of God and sharing the contents. Without considering who's fit or who's unfit. Without considering whether it's an auspicious time or an inauspicious time. Or whether it's a holy place or a very mundane place. Without any external considerations, they were giving the opportunity for everyone to connect with the reservoir of all pleasure by pleasing Krishna through the simple process of chanting the holy name. Some events are worth remembering every day of our lives, many times. When Srila Prabhupada first met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, there was so much upheaval in the world, and especially in India. And there were so many various ideologies of how to resolve these difficulties. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj said, essentially, the only problem is we have forgotten that we're eternal souls and our nature is to serve and to love God, Krishna. And yes, our dharma in this world is we need to deal with all these problems in a responsible way. But Sanatan Dharma is to coordinate and harmonize everything else we do in such a way that we please Krishna. That is Sanatan Dharma. To love Krishna, to serve Krishna, and to please Krishna. That's our greatest potential. And without the association of those who love Krishna, or those who are aspiring to love Krishna on behalf of those lovers of Krishna, it's impossible for us to really connect to that truth. So yes, what is a Vaishnav? A Vaishnav is one, however we make advancement,
we're more grateful for the gift we've been given because we know it doesn't belong to me. It was given to me. Little Prahlad. What was his greatness? He had no fear in a pit of poisonous snakes. He had no fear of a huge elephant who was about to crush him with his foot. He had no fear of being thrown off a massive mountain, a cliff, of being held down in the bottom of an ocean, of being trapped in blazing fire. Which one of us are like that? Here in Jagannath Puri, if a mosquito bites you, you probably get really scared what might come. And yet, after the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends in the most extraordinary form of Lord Narasimhadeva, just to protect little Prahlad. And all the Lakshmi cannot stand before him. Brahma, Shiva, they cannot stand before Lord Narasimhadeva. They ask little 5-year-old Prahlad, please pacify the Lord. And Lord Narasimhadeva, the personification of fear, became totally peaceful, tranquil, despite touching Prahlad. What is his greatness? And yet with tears of humility, he's praying, it is only because Narada Muni has given me Krishna consciousness that I have any value in my life. Without him, I am nothing. He's not saying, without him, I would have been nothing. He's speaking in the present tense. Without him, I am nothing. It's not that I owed everything to him until I became a pure devotee. I owe him everything. And this is the way the great souls, that is how they pray. Everyone. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving all credit to all his devotion to his mother, Sachi. In the context of his guru, Ishwara Puri and Madhavendra Puri, he's giving all credit for everyone that has given him bhakti. And in Lord Chaitanya's interactions with devotees, he feels that way towards so many. For real. So as we make advancement, we become more and more grateful for the gift of our guru and everyone who is helping us in devotional service. When we read the Guru Parampara, what is the glory of these great souls? And how each and every one of them have surrendered their hearts and their lives so that today we could have bhakti. So the Panchatattva is giving this great treasure through hearing and chanting the names and glories of the Lord, through serving the Lord in the association of the Lord's beloved devotees. But he's seeing so many people because of their arrogant conditioning. They're not accepting. So to reach the fallen souls of this age, he became a sannyasi. He left Navadvip, the spiritual world, none different than Vrindavan. Mother Ganga was none different than Yamuna in the sense that he was performing the same pastimes with his associates in the most magnanimous way on her banks. And from that point, he made his base for spreading pure Krishna consciousness here in Jagannath Puri. We were explaining a couple days ago how he was given shelter by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in his house. So far in Yatra, how many people have been to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house? Please say Haribo. How many have not yet been to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house? You can say Haribo because you'll soon be going. When the devotees came, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, Damodar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, they all came just after Lord Chaitanya because they traveled with him. At the Singhadwaram of Jagannath Temple, they heard that a sannyasi was at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. He fainted in temple. And just at that time, Gopinatha Acharya, who was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, he happened to see the devotees. He was so happy because he used to live in Navadvip. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit, he would go to Gopinatha Acharya's house because there Ishwara Puri was residing. Gadadhar Pandit would be there with Ishwara Puri, hearing from him, and Lord Chaitanya started going every day too. So Gopinatha Acharya brought them all to Sarvabhauma's home. Sarvabhauma, he took them, he sent them to see Lord Jagannath, and then they came back. And for 9 hours they chanted Harinam Sankirtan to try to revive Lord Chaitanya. And when he came to his external consciousness and they told him what happened, Lord Chaitanya, so gracious. He's the controller of all controllers. Everything and everyone is dependent on him. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. There's one supreme truth. And there are so many souls. And they are all completely dependent and subordinate to that one supreme soul. And yet Lord Chaitanya, from his heart, he's telling Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I am dependent on you. You protected me. he's not only playing the role of a devotee, but he's actually revealing the inner heart of Krishna. Why is gratitude such a divine virtue? Because in its most perfect and complete form, it is within God. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, practically immediately, he asked the devotees to go to the sea to bathe. And then he brought them back to his house to offer prasad. He brought Jagannath's prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, please just give me boiled vegetables. I'm a sannyasi. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had the most luxurious mahaprasad of Jagannath. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami oftentimes describes preparations in great detail. And in one purport, Srila Prabhupada, he declares that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami must have been an excellent cook because he knows all these recipes. And Lord Nityananda's Raghunath Das Goswami, he didn't eat opulent food for sure. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's living as a disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Radha Kund, which was just an isolated forest in those days. The most he was eating was probably just some rotis from Madhukari begging. But yet he's sitting there. He's in his 90s. He's living in the most remote place. Disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami. And yet he's writing about the most incredible opulent prasadam. There were cakes and sweet condensed milk preparations, so many wonderful sabjis and aromatic rice that was offered to Jagannath. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got the best of everything and put them on golden plates and offered it to Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, and the other devotees. And Lord Chaitanya said, just give me some boiled vegetables. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with so much love, and please understand, he wasn't even actually a devotee yet. He was still a scholar of monistic philosophy, but he wanted to serve and please Lord Chaitanya without having any conception of who he really was. He just wanted to make him happy. When the Lord said, just give me boiled vegetables, Sarvabhauma said, today I want you to eat exactly the way Lord Jagannath ate. Same things in the same way. And Lord Chaitanya, to make Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happy, he accepted it. And all the devotees had a wonderful feast of Jagannath's prasad. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, he was chanting for 9 hours with the other devotees trying to over... had not had prasad yet. He fed all the devotees to their full satisfaction. And then he and Gopinathacharya had some prasad.
and he brought Lord Chaitanya into Jagannath's temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "From now on, I will only go there with you or your people, and I will stand beside the Garuda Stamba." Now, for me, this is a very theoretical thing. But for all of you who have been inside Jagannath Temple, you know exactly what it's like to stand next to Garuda Stamba. How far is Garuda Stamba from the altar? Does anyone know? Huh? Some, whatever it is, the way it's described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, it seems like a long way. But he would stand because he didn't feel qualified to come close to the Lord. He didn't want to create disturbance. When Lord Chaitanya came back to Sarvabhauma's house, Sarvabhauma actually was so... He greeted Lord Chaitanya. Namo Narayanaya. And Lord Chaitanya responded, Krishne Matir Astu. Sarvabhauma said, "My obeisances to you, Narayan." And Lord Chaitanya's response was, "May you become Krishna conscious." May you always remember Krishna. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very much wanting to please the Lord, and the Lord reciprocated in such a special way. After Lord Chaitanya, actually Sarvabhauma, his maternal aunt had a room very close to his house. And he arranged for Lord Chaitanya to stay there. And then when Sarvabhauma and some of his disciples were with Mukunda Datta and Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma asked, "What line of sannyasi is he? He's very young, he's only 24 years old." He said, "He has taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj." Sarvabhauma said, "Bharati is not on the highest category of sannyasi schools. I can elevate him to the Saraswat school of sannyas." Because he was such a scholar, and he really knew the culture of how everything worked in the religious circles of India. Gopinath Acharya said, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need you to elevate him." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, "How?" It's a long conversation, but in essence, he said, "How can you say he's the absolute truth? He's Brahman. Where in the scriptures does it say that the Lord comes in Kali Yuga? He's Triyuga. He doesn't come in Kali Yuga." And Gopinath Acharya said, "Triyuga means he doesn't come as a Leela avatar. But in every yuga, he comes as a yuga avatar." And he started citing scriptures from Mahabharata, from Srimad Bhagavatam, to prove that Lord Chaitanya was actually the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his disciples They were presenting really good arguments from the scriptures. Gopinathacharya was giving better arguments. And ultimately, Gopinathacharya, he said, actually, it's not through any amount of your study or speculation that you can understand who God is. It's only by Krishna's mercy. If you do not receive the mercy of the Lord, you cannot understand. And what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was speaking, what Gopinathacharya was speaking, has to be taken to heart by devotees. It wasn't just for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. To the extent we receive the mercy of the Lord, we can understand who the Lord is. It's not through our intellectual capacity. Gopinathacharya said that the Supreme Brahman was face to face, standing in front of you. And you could not recognize him. All your study, your whole life of the scriptures, and you could not recognize him. Because you have not received even a drop of mercy. All of your knowledge is like a dry rice cake. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, we're just having a friendly discussion. Why are you getting so angry on me? And he said, how can you say, Gopinathacharya, that you know the Lord because you have received so much of his mercy? It was a beautiful discussion. Gopinathacharya and Mukunda Datta came back to Lord Chaitanya, where he was staying. And they told him about this conversation. And they were complaining against Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of a devotee, is teaching such character and quality of Vaishnava. He said, do not speak bad about Sarvabhauma. He helped me. Like a parent, he has shown affection for me. I am grateful to him. Do not speak negative about him. You see, if with all of our faults, if Krishna, if Srila Prabhupada, if devotees don't see something inherently good in us, how would we have ever had a chance to even come to the path? So we could see so many faults in others. But if the great souls only saw fault in us, if they didn't see that potential in us, in 26 Second Avenue, at the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's mission there, nobody was following regulative principles. No one even yet believed that Krishna was really God. But if they would just come, even if they were intoxicated with their boyfriend and girlfriend, Srila Prabhupada appreciated so much you've come. Please take this Gulabjaman. Take a jar home with you. Come back tomorrow. Join us for kirtan. He was grateful. Those same people. Later they became devotees. And even years after Srila Prabhupada was appreciating how at that time they were helping him. He never forgets. So yes, Lord Chaitanya said this about Sarvabhauma. He's affectionate toward me. I'm very pleased with him. And it was that affection of Lord Chaitanya, that causeless affection, that was the source of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's liberation and transformation. Lord Chaitanya came back to his home, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought him to Jagannath's temple. They had darshan together. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was telling Lord Chaitanya, "You are a very young sannyasi. You're very beautiful, and it's very important that you understand Vedanta, so that every step of life, with every choice you make, you're in knowledge of what is truth and what is illusion." And then in the monistic school, the study of Vedanta is the primary duty of every sannyasi. So he's saying like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he responds, "Yes, you are like..." Lord, he didn't say like. He said, Lord Chaitanya says to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You are my spiritual master, my guru. Please, I am dependent on you. Protect me by instructing me in Vedanta." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very cultured, because Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi and he's a grihastha. He put Lord Chaitanya on a raised seat and then he sat on the floor and began to explain Vedanta. A little background of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was from Navadvip. At that time in India, Navadvip was the high seat of learning for the entire country, from the perspective of Sanatana Dharma, for the whole world. And he was the most respected of all teachers. There were thousands and thousands of teachers of shastras in Navadvip. There are four systems of philosophy. One particular system, you had to go to Mithila to study a scripture to understand it, to master that Nyaya philosophy. Nobody could really fully master it because there was only one copy of the scripture in Mithila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so intelligent. He was so brilliant. He went there and memorized the scripture because they wouldn't give it out to anyone and let anyone copy it. And when he came out back to Navadvip, he had mastered all the four schools of philosophy. He was an unparalleled teacher. His father, his brother, they were all great, great scholars. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had his school in Vidyanagara in Navadvip Dham. And when he retired, he moved to Jagannath Puri to be with Lord Jagannath. Now, over the ages, all the acharyas of all the schools worshipped Jagannath. For the monists, Jagannath is the most extraordinary manifestation of the all-pervading Brahman. For the devotees of Ram, he's Ramchandra. For devotees of Ganesh, he's Ganesh. For Buddhists, he's Buddha. For those who are worshippers of Vishnu, he's Vishnu. Even Jains worshipped because Jagannath has appeared in this Mahabhava Prakash, which we have described a couple days ago, Krishna in the ecstasy of experience, Krishna in the ecstasy of separation in his love for Sri Radha. But he appears in this form in such a way that anyone from any religion can worship him as their god. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Jagannath, the most powerful Murti or deity of the absolute truth, the all-pervading Brahman. And in this way, he worshipped Jagannath with great attention. So there was no scholar like him. People, Brahmins, pundits, sannyasis came from all the country to study under Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the king of Puri was so pleased that he has come to our kingdom. He was personally a student of Sarvabhauma. He was the age of Lord Chaitanya's father. And he's speaking Vedanta from morning till night. He spoke for 7 days. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attentively sat and listened. Did not say a word for 7 days. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained it in so many fascinating, incredible, scholarly ways. And after he concluded, he inquired, "You have been sitting, listening. You have not said a word. You have not asked any questions. This is the 8th day now. I don't know if you understand or don't understand." Lord Chaitanya said, "Actually, I'm a great fool. I cannot understand what you're saying. But you are so kind to me that you're speaking. I can't understand what you're saying, but I do understand what Vedanta says." Srila Vyasadeva, he compiled all the Vedic literatures. And then he summarized the essence of it in the Vedanta Sutras. And he gives a very clear, direct meaning. But your explanations are like a cloud covering the sun of the knowledge of Vedanta. You are speaking so many indirect things. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he heard this, he said, "Then you tell me what is your explanation." Lord Chaitanya waited for him to ask.
was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He knew he was dealing with the greatest, with one of the greatest minds in the entire universe. Actually, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is an incarnation of Brihaspati, who's the guru of the demigods. And now he's a Vedantist. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is also Vedantist, but he was coming from the impersonalistic school, and his conclusions were impersonal. So, Lord Chaitanya sat and listened to him for 7 days, then just told him, "I don't agree with you." And he waited for Sarvabhauma to ask him what his understanding was. And because Sarvabhauma saw that Lord Chaitanya patiently listened to him for 7 days, now he has to listen to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, on the basis of philosophy, logic, scripture, parampara, that the absolute truth is ultimately the supreme personality of Godhead. When the Upanishads or Vedic literatures describe that the Lord is formless, that means he has no material form. But the source of everything that exists, his form is Satchit Ananda. It is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. It is all attractive. It is all beautiful. The Lord's form is all beautiful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the form of God to be the ultimate realization of Parabrahman, the impersonal Brahman, the Paramatma, are all included in knowledge of Bhagavan, the Supreme Person. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, everything he believed in his studies throughout his life was being dismantled. So obviously, they were having a very respectful conversation. But he gave arguments, logical and scriptural arguments, and Lord Chaitanya easily just declared and proved that God is a person. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepted it. Lord Chaitanya quoted the Atmarama verse that even the greatest self-realized souls who have Brahman realization, when they come to that higher state of knowledge and realization, they accept devotional service and surrender to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya asked Sarvabhauma to describe the Atmarama verse, and he did, in 9 different ways. And then he asked Lord Chaitanya, "Do you have an explanation?" And Lord Chaitanya explained it in 18 different ways, without touching any of the 9 ways that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya does. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, before this, he understood by Lord Chaitanya's scriptural evidence and logic and mercy that the supreme truth is a person. After Lord Chaitanya described Atmarama, Sarvabhauma realized, "You are the supreme person." Here
is perhaps the greatest scholar in the entire world. Nobody could know what you know except God. Can you imagine what Lord Chaitanya, how he impressed him? He's at that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then, from his heart of hearts, he surrendered to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, and his only shelter. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstitaiva bhajamya. Krishna reciprocates how we surrender to him. When Sarvabhauma, from his heart of hearts, surrendered to the Lord, and he was happy to surrender to the Lord, Lord Chaitanya manifested himself, so sitting in Jagannath's temple, in a forearm form. Sarvabhauma Singh. And then Lord Chaitanya manifested his two-arm form of Krishna playing the flute. The next morning, Lord Chaitanya, early morning, he goes to Jagannath's temple for darshan. And while he's there, he's given wonderful Mahaprasad, garland of Jagannath, and Mahaprasad. Now it's early in the morning, before the sunrise. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where so many of you have been in the last couple days. Such a holy place. These pastimes are eternally present there if we only could tune in to the Lord's mercy. When Lord Chaitanya came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's door, he didn't make any noise yet, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just waking up from his night's sleep. And Lord Chaitanya was observing. The first thing he did when he woke up was he chanted, "Krishna, Krishna." Subtle way of trying to wake you up. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He's a very elderly grandfather type of person. And yet, when he wakes up, first thing spontaneously, he bows down and chants, "Krishna, Krishna." And then he noticed Lord Chaitanya was at his door, and he welcomed Lord Chaitanya, "Please come in, come in." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, at that time, this is 5 centuries ago, he was a very strict follower of Brahmin culture. And there were so many things to be done or not done, rules to follow. When you wake up in the morning, you're not allowed, it's against the regulative principles, to eat something before you do your prayers and before you take your bath and before you wash your mouth out. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, immediately, as soon as the prasad touched his hands, he said a prayer from the scripture describing how Mahaprasad is so pure. It's the mercy of the Lord that as soon as one receives it, even if it's come from a distant place, even if it's not fresh, one should immediately honor it. And then he ate it. When Lord Chaitanya saw that, this was really a big surrender. You know, today if somebody does that, we just think he can't control his senses. But Sarvabhauma, this is absolute surrender. And how do we know? Because Lord Chaitanya was so happy when he saw Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya glorifying Mahaprasad and eating it instantly. Lord Chaitanya said that the reason I have come to this world has been fulfilled today. My aspiration and greatest desire in life has been fulfilled today because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has understood the glories of Mahaprasad. Lord Chaitanya was coming to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home regularly. Sarvabhauma and he were going to Jagannath's temple. One day, Sarvabhauma, now he's a pure devotee, a surrendered soul who's given his body, mind, words, and life in the service of the Lord and his devotees. Sarvabhauma asked Lord Chaitanya, of the 9 processes of devotional service, which item is most important? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Kirtanam, the chanting of the holy names. According to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, there's beautiful conversations between Lord Chaitanya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And on one occasion, in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his Sadbuja, 6-arm form, standing before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's eyes. Is the Supreme Personality of God. 2 hands, he's holding the bow and arrow of Ram. 2 hands, he's holding the flute of Krishna. And 2 hands, he's holding the kamandalu, the water pot, and the danda of Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offers beautiful prayers of love and devotion to the Sadbuja form. Soon after this, Lord Chaitanya told his devotees that he was, actually he didn't tell them, he asked them. There was Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, Jagadananda Pandit, and Damodar Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, you are my friends. I cannot live without you. My life is dear to me, but you are more dear to me than my life. I owe you everything. I am asking for your permission and your blessing to go to South India to search for my brother Vishwaroop. How How profound is this exchange? Lord Chaitanya would not go without getting the permission and the blessings of the devotees. Of course, he's Parabrahman. But he's in the role of a devotee to teach us. Two of the many lessons we could learn from this exchange. One is the Lord himself feels dependent on the love of his pure devotees. And that's from the perspective of him being Bhagavan. From the perspective of his role as a devotee to teach us a lesson. That whoever we are, however great we are, he was a sannyasi. They're brahmacharis. He's without the blessings of Vaishnavas. We should never consider ourselves or our endeavors independent. That's a principle of humility. Without that attitude, we can't really receive the mercy of the Lord in what we're doing, unless it's blessed. And he wasn't asking the permission of Ishwarapuri, his guru. He was asking permission from his own devotees. And he actually would not go without those blessings. They said, "You have our blessings, but we'll come with you." Then Lord Chaitanya explained, "I'm a sannyasi, I'm just trying to live a simple life, and you're complicating so many things. I just need an assistant." "But Nityananda Prabhu, how can I take you? You broke my danda." "When I wanted to go to Vrindavan, you guided me to Shantipur." "And Jagadananda Pandit, you're always trying to give me sense gratification. You can't tolerate it when I do austerities. And if I don't eat the food that you try to give me, then you fast. And when you fast, then I suffer." "And Mukunda Datta, you're so humble, you don't say anything, but I can see it, I can feel it. When I'm performing tapasya, when I'm sleeping on the ground under trees, I see how you're suffering by my austerities. How can I tolerate that? And Damodar Pandit, you're always correcting me. It's like you have a stick in your hand ready to make sure I do everything according to what you feel is right. So just let me go and be free." And ultimately, the devotees only want to please the Lord, and the Lord only wants to please the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada explains that actually Lord Chaitanya, in speaking these things about his devotees, he was ecstatically praising the greatness of their intimate love for him. And they could understand that. By finding fault with them, he was in the most glorious way praising them. They're willing to be like this, so different, because of their ecstatic, pure, unmotivated love for him. And therefore, when he was chastising them, they were really, really happy because they knew that he was actually accepting their loving service. And they said, "My Lord, you have a danda, or you don't have a danda, you have a water pot, and you're going to be chanting on your beads, and you have an extra set of clothes. So you need an assistant to carry these things." So they assigned Akal Krishna Das to go with Lord Chaitanya. And later that day, Lord Chaitanya went and met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, "Please give me your blessings and permission to go to South India." Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew exactly what happened to Vishwaroop. He knows everything. But as a pretext, he used that as an excuse so that he could go and preach the Harinam Sankirtan movement throughout all of South India. Sarvabhauma, his heart was broken. He said, I wasted my entire life without love for Krishna. And finally, in my old age, you have come to me, Krishna himself. And now you're going to leave. How will I survive? But ultimately, whatever is your will. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked one favor. When you're in the south of India near the river Godavari, the governor of the southern province, Sri Ramananda Rai, he's a great devotee of the Lord. There is no one in the world who has such knowledge and love for Krishna. I made fun of him because I thought he was a sentimental Vaishnav. But now that I have your association, I understand there is no one who will give you greater pleasure than Ramananda Rai. Please meet him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates then depart. He went to Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, prayed for their blessings. The pujari gave him beautiful garland and prasad, and then he departed. He went to Alalanath, and then there he had darshan of the ancient deity that is residing there and danced ecstatically in kirtan. Soon all the towns and villages close to Alalanath, they heard this beautiful golden sannyasi is dancing and chanting, and the symptoms of his mercy and his love has never been seen in this world. Soon there were thousands of people chanting and dancing with Lord Chaitanya. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw this, he predicted that in every town and village, Lord Chaitanya will spread the chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya left Sarvabhauma, he fell unconscious. When Lord Chaitanya left Nityananda Prabhu and his associates, they all fell unconscious. And that is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South Indian tour began. He spread Prem Sankirtan from Jagannath Puri all the way down the eastern coast to Kanyakumari, and then up the western coast. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to every holy place and every temple, chanting, dancing, and spreading Krishna consciousness. It is said when he was going down the road, he was chanting Krishna's holy names, and whoever he would see, he would invite them to chant Krishna's names. And just by seeing his love, his mercy, his beauty, they chanted, and Lord Chaitanya, feeling so grateful to them for accepting the gift of Krishna, he would embrace them. And with the holy name and with the mercy of his embrace, he would give them unalloyed devotional service. And this is what he did wherever he went. And those people would go back to their villages, and anybody who heard them chanting would also receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And anybody who heard the chanting, when they would go down back to their villages, anyone who even saw them would receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was unconditionally spreading Krishna Prema and Krishna Nam everywhere he went. And after 2 years, he was returning here to where we're sitting in Jagannath Puri. When he was about to arrive, the king, Prataparudra, his capital was not far from here. I believe it was in Cuttack. He was asking Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his teacher. That I have heard from many people that a great sannyasi, such a beautiful person who was exhibiting such ecstatic symptoms of love, that you were spending a lot of time with him. Who is this person? Can you arrange for me to meet with him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, yes, this is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has transformed my life. But he left for South India. He'll soon be returning. The king asked, why did you let him leave? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's Krishna. He's independent. He can do anything he likes. Who am I or anyone to stop him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had such culture, such integrity, that just by saying that one sentence to the king, Prataparudra wholeheartedly accepted at that moment that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. And he begged Sarvabhauma, when he returns, please have him meet with me. Allow me to meet with him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this is very difficult, because he's in the role of a sannyasi and he does not meet people of royalty, especially a king. But
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, because of your faith and your devotion, I believe he will meet with you. After he was actually rejected, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king that he'll be returning very soon. We need a place for him to stay. A place that's close to Jagannath's temple and that's very quiet, where he could be alone whenever he wishes to be. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, King Prataparu just replied, I know the perfect place for him. The house of Kashi Mishra. It's very clean, it's very private and quiet, and it's just beside Jagannath's temple. Kashi Mishra was the guru of the king. In fact, every day, the royal king of Odisha, Prataparudra Maharaj, would go to Kashi Mishra's house to massage Kashi Mishra's feet and legs. With great devotion and surrender, and learn from him. This is the way great kings were at that time. When Kashi Mishra was asked to make residence for Lord Chaitanya, he said, I will give him my very life and soul, my everything. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, he went to Jagannath's temple for the darshan. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met him and brought him to the house of Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra welcomed him and gave him a private room in a very secret place in his house that we celebrate as Gambhira. Gambhira means very deep, a place that is very esoteric, secret. And it was in that place that was given for Lord Chaitanya to reside for the rest of his pastimes in this world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Kashi Mishra. He thanked him. Kashi Mishra said, my home, my family, my body, my life, everything belongs to you. And he said it and felt it with such sincerity that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately manifested his forearm form, holding the conch shell, the lotus flower, the clog, and the Sudarshan chakra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to bring the various servants of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra to meet Lord Chaitanya. This is the superintendent of the temple. He was bringing one devotee after another and describing specifically what their service was to Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showering his mercy upon them. And everyone was surrendering wholeheartedly to Mahaprabhu. Soon after, when the word spread, actually what happened I'm sorry if I'm going over time. Sometimes I do that.
Lord Chaitanya, he said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, actually, devotees started coming. And he said to Sarvabhauma that my assistant Kalkrishna Das, when we were in South India, he abandoned me, being bewildered by bad association. I had to drag him back to rescue him. Now, he can go anywhere he likes, but I relieve him from any service for me. Kalkrishna Das was listening to this. His heart was shattered. He was crying. Lord Chaitanya walked away. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who's not different than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda Datta Jagadananda Pandit Damodar Pandit, and Sarvabhauma, they all felt so much compassion for Kalkrishna Das. They understood Lord Chaitanya to set a principle, he was chastising him. But let us give him a special service. Yes, he made a mistake. Yes, he fell down. And the Lord must teach us through him. But the Lord is teaching the world through us too. With great compassion, they consoled Kalkrishna Das. And they gave him the most wonderful service. Sachimata, Srivas Thakur, Adoitacharya, Haridas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Murari Gupta, all these devotees living in Navadweep and Shantipur, they have not heard any news of Lord Chaitanya for over 2 years. Those were good old days. If Lord Chaitanya was doing a South Indian tour today, he would be live streamed all over the world. But actually, when things are not so accessible, we have the opportunity to feel its value in a deeper way. There are benedictions in all this internet age, but there's also something very dear that is lost in humanity. Can you imagine? He went to Puri, and Sachimata and all the devotees of Navadweep, they asked him to go to Puri so they could be always getting messages about what he's doing and how he's doing and what he's eating and who he's with. And the first message they get practically is he left Puri to go to South India. 2 years passed. Nothing. Now they're telling Kalkrishna Das, go to Sachimata, Adwaita, and all the devotees. Go to each of their homes personally. They sent some assistants with them to bring large quantities of Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Give them Mahaprasad and narrate to them all the stories because you witness all of his pastimes for 2 years in South India. And invite them to come to Puri as soon as possible to meet Lord Chaitanya. What a beautiful service. Satchimata was worrying like a mother with no word from her child in so many years, and now Kal Krishnadas is coming and he's describing the most incredible pastimes. Lord Chaitanya is going to Kurukshetra and delivering the leper Vasudev and delivering the family of Kurma, and how he went to Jiyada Narasingha, Ahovala Narasingha, Pana Narasingha, Tirupati, Kanchipuram. He lived in Srirangam for 4 months. He met with Ramananda Rai and spoke with him on the banks of Godavari River, and how he was delivering so many millions and millions of people for days and days and days. He was bringing such happiness to Satchimata. She was blessing him, feeding him. He went to the house of Advaita, Srivas, and all the devotees were saying, "We will go, we will go." So they were all arranging to come to Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya actually invited them to come for the Ratha Yatra and to spend 4 months in his association. While Lord Chaitanya was in South India, he met Paramananda Puri and invited him to come. He met Ramananda Rai and invited him, "Come, let us live together in Puri." They both arrived. Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived. Govinda, the personal servant of Ishwara Puri, arrived. All these great devotees were coming to be with Lord Chaitanya. And meanwhile, Advaitacharya, Shivananda Sen, and those, they were just beginning their trip from Bengal. After some days, the Snan Yatra, King Prataparudra made grand arrangements for the appearance day of Lord Jagannath, the day he appeared within this world in the form of a log of wood to manifest his Mahabhava Prakash. On the appearance day of Jagannath, there's a grand bathing ceremony, Snan Yatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates, they participated. Lord Chaitanya was, Kaviraj Goswami describes, he was filled with happiness to see the bathing ceremony. But then afterward, Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, they go into seclusion and do not give darshan to the public for about 2 weeks. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling such immense unhappiness and separation. He could not bear even being in Puri without the darshan of Jagannath. At that time, he went to Alalanath. How many of you have been there on the yatra, please? How many of you have not gone yet? The Alalanath temple is a very ancient deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was at one time worshipped by the Alwars, the ancient great acharyas of the Sri Sampradaya. And I believe it was Purushottam Jana, the father of King Prataparudra, he brought that deity, after he conquered that area, he brought the deity back to Puri, to Alalanath. So he was there
whether that's exactly accurate. But he was giving his darshan, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could worship Alalanath to his full satisfaction. But in his separation from Jagannath, for those of you who have been, you have seen that large, solid piece of stone that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would lay on in separation of Jagannath. In Sri Radha's Mahabhav, the stone melted. And today, 5 centuries later, we can have the darshan of the imprint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body in Sri Radha's Mahabhav, where he melted stone. So while he was there in the most profound ecstasies of separation from Jagannath, a message came to him that the devotees from Bengal, headed by Advaitacharya, are just entering Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so much, even his ecstasies of separation took second place to his service in the association of all of the devotees. He came back to Puri to greet them. When they were entering Puri, the devotees from Bengal, there were 200 of them. They gathered at Narendra Sarovar. And at that time, King Prataparudra was brought by Gopinathacharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to the rooftop of his palace to look down to see the reunion of Lord Chaitanya with the devotees. The devotees in a Nam-Sankirtan procession were coming toward Jagannath's temple. King Prataparudra was astonished. He said, over the years, being the king of Puri, I have seen limitless kirtan parties and limitless devotees and sadhus coming. But I have never seen anything like these people. These devotees seem, as they're chanting the holy names, they appear to be more effulgent than million suns. And their singing is so melodious. I have never experienced anything like this. Can you tell me who they are and why? Gopinathacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained. This kirtan is the special creation of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Prem Sankirtan. It is the chanting of the holy names in pure ecstatic love of God. And in this age of Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended especially to give to the world ecstatic love of God through the chanting of the holy name. King
King Prataparudra wanted to know everything about everyone. Who is this person in the front? He said, this is Advaitacharya, this is Srivast. And then Govinda and Swarup Damodar Goswami were sent by Lord Chaitanya to greet them on the road and give Advaitacharya, the leader, garlands. And this was all being described to the king from the rooftop. And then behind Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to greet each devotee. He gave them garlands. He offered them sandalwood pulp. He embraced them. They were all offering obeisances. And then Lord Chaitanya brought them all back to his house. King Prataparudra said, why are they going to his house? Why aren't they going to Jagannath's temple? And they said, this is because Lord Chaitanya wants to feed them prasad. And they want to go to Jagannath's temple when he takes them. Then the king, he told Sarvabhauma and Gopinathacharya, go, please go down and join them. I can't go, I'm not allowed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them all to the Gambira. And meanwhile, King Prataparudra told Kashi Mishra and the superintendent of the temple, whose name was Tulasi, bring all the best of Jagannath's Mahaprasad to Lord Chaitanya to feed all these devotees. Here is the king. He's not allowed to see the Lord. But yet, everything within his powers, all of his wealth, all of his influence, is for the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees. Unconditional love. There at Kashi Mishra's house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greeting each devotee and glorifying. He was calling each devotee up, speaking his deep affection and gratitude, embracing them. And at one time he asked, where is Murari Gupta? Murari Gupta was hiding. He said, get him. They went and brought him to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him by his side and praised him. He's Hanuman. The Lord asked, where is Haridas? The devotees looked around. They pointed to Haridas. He was a distance away, laying in the road, offering his prostrated obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees went and said, Lord Chaitanya is calling for you. He's personally asking you to come. Haridas said, his home is right next to Jagannath's temple. I'm a very fallen, untouchable, contaminated person. I cannot come so close to the temple. It would be an offense. They went back and told Lord Chaitanya. And after everybody was given, Mahaprabhu personally assigned each devotee to have a residence, assistance. And then he went back to Haridas. Actually, he told the devotees after he greeted everyone, he said, everyone go to bathe in the sea. And after you bathe in the sea, have darshan of the chakra on top of Jagannath's temple. And bow down to the Sudarshan chakra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the very beginning, that was their first darshan. When you bow down and have darshan of the chakra, that is absolutely non-different than having the darshan of Jagannath, in the sense that if you surrender to the chakra on top of the temple, you can access the full mercy of the deities within the temple. So the devotees bathed in the sea. And meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya came out to Haridas, where he was laying in the road. And Haridas prayed, "Please give me a solitary place in a garden where I am close to Jagannath's temple, but I will not commit any offenses." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I have the perfect place for you." You will see the chakra of Jagannath and have his darshan. And I will come to meet you every day. After the devotees bathed in the sea, they all came back to Gambira, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged a wonderful feast for everyone. And then he personally took them for the darshan of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Lord Chaitanya stood behind Garuda Stamba, but with the kirtan of the holy names resounding, that was the first kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees from Bengal here in Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided into four kirtan parties. And for many hours, they danced in the presence of Jagannath in the temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the kirtan outside of the temple to circumambulate and pass all the four gates of Jagannath. While they were doing circumambulation, in one place they stopped. And there were four groups, kirtan, on all four sides around Lord Chaitanya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the middle, and he was watching all the others dance. In this place, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that this was an extraordinary miracle. That all the dancing devotees on all four sides around Lord Chaitanya was seeing Lord Chaitanya only gazing upon them. Now, it's not that Lord Chaitanya manifested four heads with eight eyes to see everyone. Some were behind him, some were in front of him, the others were on both sides of him. But everyone was seeing that Lord Chaitanya is looking at me. And the comparison is made that when Krishna was sitting on bank of Yamuna in Vrindavan, having prasad with the cowherd boys, there was a circle of eight gopas around Krishna, and around them was a circle of 16 and 32 and 64 and hundreds and thousands. There were hundreds of circles concentric around Krishna with thousands of gopas, and they're all eating prasad, and every single gopa was personally witnessing
Gopal is only looking at me. Of all these thousands of cowherd boys in Balaram and Sridham and Subala and Stoka Krishna, he's looking at me. Or to speak of Madhu Mangal, who was very enthusiastic in taking prasad, but Krishna was, he actually was looking at each cowherd boys personally, and each one is thinking, he's only looking at me. And he was. That is Rasa Bihari. Krishna's unlimited love can be felt to be exclusively offered to each and every one of his devotees. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu greeted all of his devotees, and they performed the Gundicha Marjanam together, the cleaning of Gundicha temple. They danced in the Rath Yatra, singing beautiful kirtan on the procession of bringing Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra from Jagannath's temple to Gundicha. That we can discuss tomorrow. But I'd like to end this evening with one story that reveals such a deep message. One day in Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was taking rest. And as he was resting, he had a dream. He was dreaming that he was observing the Rasa Leela of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in Vrindavan. Govinda, his personal assistant, understood that it was the darshan time of Jagannath, and Lord Chaitanya always wants to beef there. So he called Lord Chaitanya and woke him up. At that time, Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath's temple. He was thinking, I was just in Vrindavan with Krishna. Now he's standing beside the Garuda Stamba and he's observing the form of Lord Jagannath. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing Jagannath, he's seeing Krishna in his threefold bending form of Shama Sundar playing his flute. Between Garuda Stamba and Jagannath deity, there was a large crowd of many, many hundreds, perhaps thousands of people crowding for the darshan of Jagannath. At that time, there was a very simple old woman from one of the villages of Orissa who came for Jagannath's darshan. But she could not see Jagannath because there were so many people. In her eagerness, her pure enthusiasm,
she climbed up the Garuda Stamba. And how did she do it? She climbed by putting her foot on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder. One of her feet was on the Garuda Stamba, one of her feet was on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder, and there, seeing above the whole crowd, perhaps a crowd like this, she was fully satisfied seeing Lord Jagannath. Govinda, he was very upset. Respectfully, but firmly, he somehow or other called out to this lady, "You're standing on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Come down." She didn't know what she was doing. Immediately when she saw that her foot was on the Lord and on Garuda, she climbed down and she offered sincere obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and begged forgiveness. Lord Chaitanya, he chastised Govinda. He said, "You uncivilized man, do not forbid her to climb the Garuda Stamba and stand upon me. Let her see Lord Jagannath to her full satisfaction." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed, "Lord Jagannath has not bestowed so much eagerness upon me. I pray," Lord Chaitanya is saying, "I pray at the feet of this simple woman that she will bless me with her eagerness to see Lord Jagannath." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the crest jewel of all sannyasis, devotees. This simple woman is standing upon his body with her feet. But he's saying that she meant no offense whatsoever. Her love, her devotion, her eagerness. He is taking shelter of her, asking for her blessings, so that he could have such enthusiasm to see the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in all of his loving interactions with his devotees, he taught this simple principle. There's a satya and a sadhana. The satya is to love Krishna. The sadhana is all the regulative principles and the 9 processes of bhakti by which we could reach that satya, that goal of life. On Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, one of our beloved god brothers was describing Srila Prabhupada
when devotees asked him, what is the greatest thing we could do to please you? Is it to distribute books? Is it to lead incredible kirtans? Is it to open temples? Is it to be a sannyasi or a GBC or a president? Is it to be a pujari? Is it to cook the most magnificent offerings for the Lord? So many services devotees do. But all of these services are meant to have one goal. And that is to please Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, the service that will please me the most is when you love Krishna. Here we are, 5 centuries later, with so much emotion, feeling, and appreciation for this Odian woman. As far as I know, there's not a single person on the planet who knows her name. Does anyone know her name? Nobody knows her name. Nobody knew what color dress. She was probably wearing a white dress. She was just a simple villager. Nobody even knows what village she's from. But yet, we want what she has. 500 years, and 500 years have passed, and we're still remembering how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was begging that lady, give me the eagerness that you have for Lord Jagannath. And Srila Prabhupada would quote his Guru Maharaj that the life of devotional service is our eagerness to serve. He quoted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you don't have this eagerness, this enthusiasm, then spiritually you're like dead. And I remember being present when one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was talking like this, he said, what if I don't feel any enthusiasm? Prabhupada said, if you have no enthusiasm, you're practically spiritually dead. He said, well, what if I don't feel enthusiastic? Prabhupada didn't seem to think that was an obstacle at all. He said, if you don't feel enthusiastic, then you act enthusiastic. That's tapasya. That's at the heart of the idea of tapasya. Austerity means that we're putting our own feelings and thoughts in a place where it does not interfere with our service to please Krishna. If we're feeling enthusiasm, that is such a gift of Krishna. If we don't feel enthusiasm, we act enthusiastic, we act eager for the pleasure of Krishna. What is an example I can use? If you go on an airplane
And there's these airline hostesses. They're supposed to make you feel that they like to serve you. They're not supposed to just, well, you know, God, I want to be home. Somehow or other, I have to give you this. They're supposed to make you think there's nothing better I would rather do in the world than give you this. That's how you're supposed to, that's what you get paid for. In service to Krishna, we're serving Krishna to please him. If we're acting enthusiastic and eager so that people will think we're an advanced devotee, then that's a materialistic perception. But if my Guru Maharaj, if Srila Prabhupada wants me to be eager to chant the holy names, if he wants me to be eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, if he wants me to be eager to read his books, if he wants me to be eager to come for the arti to worship the deities, if he wants me to be eager to distribute his books or to preach to others or serve the Vaishnavas or whatever we're doing, that eagerness for the pleasure of Krishna, whether we feel eager or not, is a detail. We're eager for Krishna's pleasure, not for our pleasure. That's service. That's the mood of a servant, to be eager to serve. When we chant our japa, when we sit in class, if we're actually really tasting the sweetness of the holy names, that is such a blessing of Krishna that we surrender our hearts feeling unqualified. And if we feel nothing, we give our heartfelt attention to surrender that attention for the pleasure of Krishna to the chanting of his holy names. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.